people enjoy the beach. Some people might even bring their dog with them. But what about bringing a horse? Not for pleasure, but rather for high-dollar training. We take you behind the scenes of some premier farms on this edition of the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots. And that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury. So you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Broussard Hundley and his wife Rosie can trace their family lineage in the horse business back a few decades now. Raising and training horses in Lexington, Kentucky puts them at the epicenter of the equine world.
We'll have two large sale companies in our area in Lexington. There's Kingland, which holds the largest yearling sale in the world. They'll sell roughly between 3,500 and 4,000 yearlings in 2 weeks.
And in November, a sale of mares and foals is held in the same location. These sales are truly a worldwide event.
We have sold horses all over the world. Saudi Arabia, England, Ireland, Australia, Hong Kong, everywhere.
Bloodlines once found exclusively in one part of the world are now found in many countries. Bruce says training horses, though, can vary greatly by where you are located.
Like horses in New Zealand train a lot on the beach, and they swim those horses in the ocean quite a bit. They do the same thing in Australia, where they train a lot different in England and in Ireland than here.
And racing itself, of course, differs by location as well.
Horses here in the States, the racehorses move from track to track to track, whereas in England, they have a home base and then they just ship for the day or 2 days, I guess, out to race in England or in Ireland.
The Hundleys not only enjoy their business, but they enjoy the chance to tell their story and help others understand more about the equine industry. Traveling the countryside in Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.